88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Moncrief on News Talk.
As you may know, Donald Trump has named Pete Hegseth, a host on Fox News, as the Secretary of Defense. In 2019, while on Fox, Hegseth revealed that he hasn't washed his hands in 10 years because he doesn't believe that germs are a real thing. Is this a widespread opinion? Could Ireland be full of germ-denying people whose hands you'd rather not shake? News Talk Smell My Fingers correspondent Henry McKean has been out searching for germ-free people. Good afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was just me smelling.
But you wash your hands, so I know that.
I do. Yes. I've washed them, believe it or not, 5 times today. Not because we're talking about this.
Okay, ouch, damn spot.
And I admit that I should wash them properly. Sometimes I just put a little bit of soap on the fingertips and I don't dry them. I never use a dryer. I know.
Oh,
I just don't like a dryer.
It's bad for the skin or something.
I've heard rumours that using a dryer isn't good for germs because they get spread thrown around the whole toilet.
Yeah, do you remember during COVID you had to sing 2 verses of Happy Birthday to You or something? I forget what it was.
That's right.
When you were washing your hands.
I think Kira Kelly had a video at the time. Yes. And we washed our hands so much that the skin started to fall off.
Yeah. That's not great.
Those were the days.
Anyway, this never bothered Pete Hegseth.
Well, this is it. Yeah, Pete says he hasn't washed his hands in 10 years. He's been on Fox and Friends. Here is this viral clip.
I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my
Someone
hands
help
ever.
Help me!
No, I inoculate myself. It's just not, germs are not a real thing. I can't see them. Therefore, they're not real.
So you're becoming immune to all the
exactly.
bacteria.
Exactly. I can't get sick.
Yeah. Now, we just played that just in case you were thinking, no, he was joking. He wasn't. I think he was, in that clip, he seemed genuine.
No, I think
he's definitely
serious.
It.
And yeah. That was on Earth. That was 2019 when he said that. He's 44 years of age. So he would have been in his 20s when he last washed his hands. So that's quite a long time
ago.
And he's now in charge of $900 million. That's the budget.
Well, that's if he gets the thing.
If he gets through, and 2.9 million civilians are being basically watched over by someone who doesn't wash their hands.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I don't know, maybe washing your hands mightn't be a qualification for that, but you wouldn't be keen to shake his hand, it must be said.
No.
But you see, the thing is, though, are there a lot of people who are, secret Pete's or maybe public Pete's?
I think you're right, Sean. I think he's really hit on something that lots and lots of men don't wash their hands. Or maybe they're out having a drink, they're having a pint, or maybe they're at a barbecue or at a festival. And when you go to those port-a-loos, port-a-cabins, and they give you blue water. Sorry, when you use this plunger.
Yes.
And, and the blue water comes out. And sometimes people just don't want to wash their hands.
You're traumatising me from the ploughing. That's what
you remember that?
Yes.
You remember
God, that? Some of those jacks were just, you were taking your life in your hands going in there. Really.
No. But I did get to meet young men and they were honest with me.
People still do that?
What?
Like not go to the jacks and not wash their hands?
I would sometimes like.
So sometimes you just wouldn't touch anything and,
Well, no, I'd run my hands under the tap like, but I wouldn't be going at it with soap or anything.
So you might give it a little bit of a sprinkle or if nothing gets touched, you just keep ploughing on.
I don't know about that now, but like...
No, I just think since COVID, everything's changed. No one does it anymore, but apparently I'm wrong.
But your friend here, kind of...
Yeah, you learn something new every day. We have to reevaluate the friendship now.
I suppose it's just kind of a very male thought that, I know myself, I'm clean. Other people are dirty. I'm not dirty, I'm clean. So, maybe you just say, I don't have to wash my hands. Or, maybe you're in a rush or something to somewhere, running to class or something, and you don't want to be spending, 30 seconds or whatever, washing your hands, drying your hands, and then, tidying yourself up anyway, so.
And where's home?
Cavan.
So, do young men in Cavan perhaps, skip the washing the hands down again?
Yeah, we don't want to pay for the water. That's why we don't wash our hands. But No, look, I mean, listen, 99% of people do wash their hands, but everyone just has probably that one little occasion where you're in a rush or something and you just say, oh, here, I'll go out the door rather than washing my hands. So,
oh, I'll get out of here. Like, you know, I don't think it's that anyone would advocate to not wash their hands. It's just, I suppose, one of those things, isn't it, that not everyone is meticulous about, I suppose.
And let me have a look at your hands. So we're looking at them. They are actually a little bit dirty. There's a bit of mud there. What were you doing?
I think that's coming from my pocket. I'm not too sure.
Where is home?
Longford. And maybe that describes the mud.
Is that why? Do you
probably is,
work
yeah.
in an agricultural family home?
I am from an agricultural background, yeah. So used to getting my hands dirty, yeah.
There you go. There's some fellas being quite honest, really, should be said, with Henry. Few opinions on that already. So it's now 15 years since that was a 2019 clip. Ew, says this is your man who hasn't washed his hands in. Said he hadn't washed it in 10 years. My watch gives me a ticking off if I don't wash them for at least 20 seconds. It also gives a well done when I do wash for 20 seconds. That's just so you're being patronised by your watch. That lots of people won't use the hand dryers in toilets. They prefer to go back into the toilet cubicle to get some toilet paper. Much less hygienic. I think they're fooling themselves. Says Fina in Dublin. We have an immune system and we need to keep it on its guard, and overwashing is a hazard. Now, a few people are saying this kind of thing. Someone else says it's a scientific fact. Overcleaning and antibacterial products are more harmful to the population. And someone says hand washing has become a societal guilt trip. I found this out when I was 6 or 7. Wash your hands before eating, toilet, etc. I knew there was a problem when guilt was employed to coerce people. Once coercion is used, you should start questioning. My hands are washed in the shower, just not every 5 minutes to make others feel less disgusted. There you go.
Interesting. So that person doesn't wash their hands.
Yeah, well, they wash them in the shower. Now, do they specifically wash them in the shower, or are they just assuming they get kind of clean
maybe
in the shower?
Like, yeah, they're washing themselves.
Well, it begs the question how often they have a shower, which is, let's give them the benefit of the doubt that what's once a day. I don't believe he doesn't wash his hands, so he never does any work, which makes his hands dirty like gardening. Does he wear waterproof gloves in the shower? What an idiot. I assume you're referring to Pete Hegseth there. Lots of people there were quoting peer-reviewed studies about washing your hands as nonsense. So did you talk to any experts?
I did. I went to a lab. I went to a lab in Dublin City University. Here is Dr. Maria Boyle, a senior technical officer with a background in health and hygiene.
Washing your hands is so important that in 2007, the readers of the British Medical Journal said that sanitation was the greatest medical advance since 1840. That's how important washing your hands is, that it's recognised by the medical community as being a medical advance.
So sanitation, you know, a huge step forward in civilisation, really, keeping us alive, stopping disease. Is there any goodness by having a little bit of dirt on your hands? For example, yesterday I was in the deepest, darkest part of rural Ireland and I accidentally got some ketchup inside my fingernail and I couldn't find anywhere to wash my hands and it stayed there for hours.
Well, I guess it could be a bit of a road snack for you if you wanted to do that. Like, in fairness, in terms of health and hygiene and washing hands, the biggest issues are after you go to the toilet, if you have a cold or a cough, and if you're preparing food. Those are the biggest areas. So you want to wash your hands after you go to the toilet, before you prepare food, before you shake hands, if you're sneezing, things like that.
And if you don't, let's say you go out for a meal and someone forgot to wash their hands and then prepped you a salad, it can have a terrible effect on so many people, and then they can bring that home to their families.
Absolutely. People say, oh, I don't need to wash my hands because I'm healthy as a horse. You know, you might have the constitution of a horse, but the way that we use our hands, you're assuming that everyone else also has the same constitution as you. So people who are immunocompromised, so people who are undergoing chemotherapy, children, pregnant people, things that are very, very susceptible to infection, or if you didn't wash your hands before preparing foods, you could give somebody quite a nasty stomach bug.
Today, for example, I saw a lad in the loo, didn't use the loo, he just washed his hands. Great to see. I was also in another loo, a unisex loo, and the lady before me, I don't think she washed her hands because the sink was dry. Some people are using loos and are not washing their hands. Why? And we've just had a massive pandemic 2-3 years ago.
Mm. So sometimes people go into the bathroom to maybe not go to the toilet. She might have been pulling up her tights. So don't necessarily.
Well, that's true. That's true. Maybe I'm being a bit hard.
But I think a big thing from the pandemic is, yes, wash your hands. One of the things I will say is you do not need to use antimicrobial soap to wash your hands. One of the biggest things that happens in hospitals now is they don't actually use antimicrobial soap. It doesn't have to be antimicrobial. You just need good technique. It's not killing the bacteria. You're physically removing them.
So any soap and rubbing the hands together.
Perfect. That's it. Because a lot of people will find the antibacterial soap actually makes their hands quite sore. So it's just use a good soap and good technique.
If you go for a wee and you don't wash your hands, but you don't get any urine on your fingers, is that okay?
Well, not really, because you're touching the handles that people who may not have washed their hands and gone for a poo have touched. So it's like it's all about the environment and the environmental contact, because there's a lot of, even when you flush a toilet, you're putting the bacteria from the toilet into the air. So that whole area is contaminated. So just to be sure, wash your hands.
There you go. That's from an expert, whether you accept that or not. Breed says, if your man has not washed his hands for 10 years, he must have a point, as he's healthy still. I think he's built up an immunity to bugs by now. Someone else says, urine is sterile. Kill two birds with one stone, if you know what I mean. Urine is not sterile. That's an utter myth. It's got bacteria in it. Annie says, Gay Byrne had a long-running saga on radio, The Dirty Husband. His poor wife couldn't get him to have a bath or wash, so she was reduced to writing to Gay. Oh God, the poor thing. The stink. Drew says men need to wash their hands before they use the toilet, and certainly a urinal, as men obviously need to physically handle themselves in a way. Therefore, you're putting those daily germs from door handles, etc., on your hands onto your bits. Then wash after using the toilet. Says, crikey, two sets of washing there. My son needed to use a toilet as we were leaving a hospital on Monday. No urinals, just cubicles. The man using the cubicle was standing, weeing with the door open. He finished and departed the toilet without washing his hands. He was a uniformed doctor. Oh, dear. But well, yeah. He'd be wearing gloves.
And in
though,
his defence, he might have gone to one of those special sinks where they use their elbows. You know,
I assume.
He might have. So they, you know, maybe he did wash his hands a little later on.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why do people do that, do you think, Henry?
I think it's bad habit. I think it's laziness. Like a lot of the listeners said, they think that it's actually helping their immune system. And we heard there from the expert, and she said that it might help your immune system, but it's not going to help other people's immune systems. And I just want to say, a reliable source told me a former presenter who used to work here went to the loo here and didn't wash their hands.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, and I, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge?
No, indeed not. But yeah. Who?
You want me to say who?
No, I do not want to say who.
Did you say poo?
I said who.
You said who?
I said who. Well, maybe there was a little bit of poo in there as well. Oh, stop. That's rotten. Yeah.
But yeah, no, can I just say it's not who you think it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. It could be people listening. No. There's a long list of people they could think it might be.
And you can ask me, was it a man or a woman?
I know, I'm not going to even do that. I'm not even going to do that.
Right, so we'll keep moving. So these people explain why perhaps, you know, you forget to wash your hands.
I think it's because probably if you're in a rush, like, you might think that you didn't get your hands dirty, so...
You didn't get your hands dirty. You didn't get any urine on your hands or anything, so...
That's probably why, yeah. If you didn't touch any surfaces, then they might think it's okay.
And being in a rush.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the primary thing.
I reckon it's down to the fact that they just don't bother. So never have, never will kind of thing. You think during the time when COVID happens that you probably would have learned a bit of hand hygiene, but people forget very quickly. Yeah, the world stopped.
To be honest, I would always wash my hands no matter what the circumstances are. I think it's just natural. Just as soon as you go to the lavatory or whatever like that, you have to wash your hands.
There must have been a time when you just were in a hurry.
Probably not.
You always wash them.
I always wash my hands.
I'd say there's probably, I guess for ladies, there's probably more of a... I don't want to gender stereotype, but I think there's more of... I just feel sometimes with men there can just be a bit of a negligence not to wash, a bit of just not really much of an interest. I think sometimes women can be a bit, I think sometimes they can be a bit more, I guess, aware of their surroundings and how their actions may affect people. And sometimes, especially young men, sometimes we can be a bit negligent.
Like a general.
Yeah, sorry, I was talking
there
about
you go. That's people talking more about this.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Eight percent of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.